This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He swings, pops it up. That should do it. Horwitz, the first baseman, drifting into foul ground. He has it. This ball game has come to an end. The Pirates shut out the Cardinals for the third straight game and swept the series. The final today, 5-0.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Well, this is some absolute crap.
This is sad.
What is going on?
I already felt sad, Matt.
Well, this is exactly... Okay. You know what? We should have to wallow in this right now. We're Cardinals fans. We should have to deal with this.
Okay. Do you remember what I said several games ago before we started playing the Pirates?
No.
I said, winning is fun. Winning is fun. And then whatever this is, not as much fun.
This is not fun.
It is not fun, Matt.
All right, so Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line and Redbird Rush Hour, which is at 5 o'clock when a Cardinals game is not happening that day. So there's going to be a Redbird Rush Hour today at 5. Cardinals pre- and post-game, Matt Pauly joins us. So I think, and I said this earlier, if you had given me 100 possibilities for this series, if one of them you offered to me was the Cardinals don't score the entire time, I would have put that at 100. So now, Matt, we're talking about a team that has been shut out 5 times since Wednesday of last week. So what's going on here?
I wish I knew the answer to that question, because it's obviously not a good situation. Look, two things are true. Like, Pittsburgh was playing good baseball coming in. They just beat the Mets 30-4 and sweeping them. That is true. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the Cardinals don't score a single run over the few days. And I realize you're missing some guys. This team not having Ivan Herrera is a really big deal. They didn't have Wilson Contreras for a lot of that series. They didn't have Nolan Arenado for some of that series. They didn't have Lars Nootbaar for some of that series. But even with that, you shouldn't get shut out in 3 straight games. I wish I had more answers. I don't. I do want to acknowledge the fact that Pittsburgh is playing their best baseball of the season, and who they are right now is not indicative of their record, but I also want to be clear in saying that's not an excuse to go in there and not score a single run over 3 days.
Yeah, and so I always say that when, you know, you can have those games or those stretches where you go a couple of games and there's not much offense, you get shut out a time or two. That happens. And it can happen to just about any team. You know, maybe it doesn't happen much to a team like the Dodgers or something, but it does happen. So when does it become a trend as opposed to just a one-off fluke sort of thing?
Well, I think the trend is already there that the Cardinals are an all-or-nothing team. This is a team that at times scores a ton of runs, and at times just goes and scores very few runs. And they go through these periods where it feels like they can't lose a game, and then it feels like they can't score a single run. And the startling thing is how quickly that switch can flip. because when they wrapped up that Cleveland series, they had just swept them. They had pitched a couple shutouts. And that final day, it was a great day because the Cubs lost and the Brewers lost. And it just seemed like they had all the momentum in the world. And then all that was just gone the next day as soon as they open up this Pittsburgh series. So are they trending right now in terms of being in a slump and not scoring runs? Sure. Like, I don't have a problem saying that. But I think the bigger issue here is the full season trend of them being a team that can all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, look really, really not so good offensively.
So then the question is it just indicative of a team that's just okay? And maybe it's not that good of a team that they will go through these stretches where they look really good for several days, then they go several days and they don't look so good. It almost seems like the definition of a decent team at best.
Yeah, I think the answer has always been the truth is somewhere in the middle, right? They've never been as good as they've looked, and they've never been as bad as they've looked. And I'm not trying to sit here and be wishy-washy about it. And I am as guilty as anybody at getting really excited when the team is playing some of their best baseball and starting to kind of imagine and dream what that could look like if it does continue on. But if we're being really, really honest about it, this is a team that's kind of battled this year. They've got the most out of their roster. I mean, I think if you would have asked me when the season got started if I'd be comfortable with the team being, what, 6 or 7 games over 500, whatever they are right now, and a half game out of a playoff spot on July 3rd, I absolutely would be okay with that.
So, Matt, I know we're talking about trends and things that are fluky. What's flukier, the Cardinals being shut out all 3 games against the Pirates, or the Pirates being really, really, really good right now?
Probably the Cardinals getting shut out, because, I mean, every team, even the worst teams, they generally go through a period where they're okay for a little while. Now, the Pirates are going through a great period. Like I said, they go out and they sweep the Mets in a 3-game series, winning 30-4 over the 3 games, and then they don't allow a single run in a sweep of the Cardinals. That's an incredible, you know, six days. But again, I'm sure we could go last year and look at the White Sox and find a week where they were okay. You know, like, so I don't think that that's the weirdest thing in the world.
Well, and also, but that's not how even the best teams in the league play. The best teams in the league don't consistently shut out teams for entire series and win so many games in a row.
No, they don't. You're right. It's a really special week for Pittsburgh, and good for them for pulling it off.
So the Cardinals have played 88 games. We're well past the halfway point now. And even with all of this, they're 5 games out in the division going into the series in Chicago starting tomorrow. But right now they're tied for that third wild card spot with the Padres. So this is still, at the moment, it is still very much a team that is in play for the postseason.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, they are right where you want them to be. Now, I think the narrative changes a little bit on Monday when we talk, if they have a terrible weekend in Chicago, because this is a really, really important series that is coming up. And if they get swept in Chicago and don't score a whole lot of runs, then I think our conversation changes. Right now, I think you look at this Pittsburgh series and say, it was a bad series. It was an unfortunate situation. It was an opportunity that they were unable to do much of anything with. If they go get swept in Chicago, then I think we start looking, as the trade deadline is getting closer and closer, we start looking at it and say, okay, is this the start of maybe the Cardinals beginning to really come back?
Hey, Matt, I listened to KMOX 24/7. So I was listening to your conversation yesterday afternoon when you were talking about AAA baseball, and you said something that I had never heard before, and maybe baseball people know this, but you said AAA baseball is the like most toxic environment ever. And this was in light of the Cardinals prospect who's in AA.
Yeah, JJ Weatherhold.
JJ Weatherhold. So what's going on with AAA? Does everybody know this, that AAA baseball is crazy?
I think people in the industry certainly do. And I was not saying that the Cardinals are holding Weatherholt back to AA to have him avoid AAA. I was saying that there are times where teams are very selective on when they make that call up to AAA. It is a very normal thing for a high-level prospect to maybe finish out a year at AAA and then compete for a big league spot the next year in spring training, or to begin a year at AAA and then be up in the big leagues about a month or so later. Very few players in a AAA clubhouse are happy. Yeah, the only guy who's happy is the guy who just got called up from AA, especially a guy who maybe isn't a high-level prospect, and then they're happy for like 2 weeks, a month or something, and they don't want to be there anymore. It's filled with a bunch of guys who want to be in the big leagues. It's filled with guys who have already been there and want to get back. These are guys who are, some of them have made big money at some point in their life. It's just, you go look at a bunch of AAA rosters, it's kind of a hodgepodge of a bunch of former mid-level major league players. And yeah, there's just not a whole lot of people. And in my experience around AAA, and I'm sure there's some organizations and some managers who do a really good job with clubhouse environments. But just, yeah, I spent 6 years working as a AAA broadcaster, and it was a place where the vast majority of players had no interest in being.
All right.
So interesting.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. The minor leagues it's a wild west or something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Matt Pauly, what are you, like Kevin Durant or something? What's going on with your leg?
Yeah, so, you know, Amy, remember we were at the ball game the other day? I was telling you that my knee was a little bit messed up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when I saw your picture of you in this massive brace or something, and they go, Matt Pauly's been injured. And I said, he mentioned his knee was messed up, but you didn't say it was that messed up.
Well, so that injury, it was a very minor tweak that I had when I was working out. And I'd been doing like all the recovery stuff at the gym with the cryo and the Theragun and the massage and the compression and all that. It just was not getting better. So I said, you know what, I'll run to the ortho clinic and just see what they have to say. So I went over there and they said, you know what, let's go ahead and give you a steroid shot in your knee. Well, my body, that was at like 10 o'clock in the morning. My body decided it was going to react very negatively to that. At about 1:30, I start experiencing a pain like I've never experienced in my life. My knee completely locked up and my like knee basically filled up with fluid. I was stuck. I could not walk. I couldn't even like lift my leg. At one point, as my wife was trying to get me in the car to get to the hospital, like we stopped for a second. I sat on the side of the couch, and I thought I was stuck forever. Like my I could not lift
my
right leg.
I live now.
I was screaming. I've never screamed in pain like that before. I wonder, she had to call Steve to tell him I couldn't work. And
oh,
I wonder if
gosh.
He could hear in the background where I'm just like screaming in pain. I get to the emergency room.
Oh my God.
I'm still like that. you know, today's medical system, like I sat in a waiting room for over 3 hours at the at the emergency room, just in that extreme amount of pain. It was like a 6 hour ordeal at the emergency room, but eventually they got me back. They got the pain level down a little bit, and they've got me in this huge leg brace where my knee is 100% immobilized. I am stuck at home. I cannot drive. I cannot leave. And I'm just hoping that it starts to feel better.
Do you think, Steve, when your wife is on the phone with him and you're screaming in the background, do you think he's thinking, okay, you don't have to put on the whole show. I'm just, you can have the day off. It's okay. You don't have to really play
down.
It up.
Yeah.
Steve, I can't make it in.
That's awful.
Oh, that sucks, Matt.
Okay, this is a serious question. You have two little ones. Were they terrified that you were dying or something?
So my youngest was napping at that point, and she did not wake
anymore.
Up.
Oh, wow.
My oldest was definitely freaked out, and I had to have a conversation with her. And then they came with me to the my wife is amazing. We all four of us, you know, rolled into the emergency room, and my wife kept the two daughters entertained for upwards of 6 hours.
Did she have to go, girls, it's okay. Daddy doesn't have a very high pain tolerance.
Yeah. Which one was the one that slept through it?
The youngest? My youngest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not old enough to come out and go, hey, Dad, could you keep it down?
Yeah, I'm shut trying up. To sleep. What's wrong with you? Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Mom says you're not dying, so stop being so dramatic.
I don't know what's going on out here, but I am trying to take a nap,
awful.
If you wouldn't mind. All right, well.
It's the first time I've ever answered 10. You know, they ask you, like, what's the pain level, 1 to 10? I said, first time I've ever said 10 in my life.
10, without hesitation, 10.
No hesitation.
10. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, buddy, we're glad you're getting better, I guess.
Yes,
sorry
yeah.
you can't make it into work, but, you know, you'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
Oh, my stomach hurts thinking about it.
It's not funny. But I'll tell you what is funny, though. I should tell you what Matt Pajeski just did.
What?
Oh,
Matt Pajeski. Paulie, Pajeski just yes. kind of, he just mocked you.
No, what?
He did. He mocked
him.
He did the fake tears thing.
Oh.
He did.
Well, Matt, don't feel bad. I fell in the woods the other day.
Okay, it's not the same. Matt Paulie.
And I cried out of self-pity.
Wow.
Sorry, Amy.
What a loser. Paulie, you're dealing with some real stuff, and Amy's a baby. So we're sorry that you're going through it, but we'll check in on you, make sure you're okay.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
If you need anything, reach out to Matt.
We'll do.
All right.
No, don't do that.
Matt Paulie, host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, today at 5 o'clock. Listen in, and Cardinals pre- and postgame.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.